Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Alozic. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is hit by the pitch. Ken Harrelson pinch runs for George Alozic. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson now playing left field. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is walked intentionally. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos takes first base on ball four. Romano scores. Kirkland moves to third. Held moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-1 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Seghi moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field. Kirkland picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kirkland. Seghi scores. Tartabull scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-1 in the game. Cimoli strikes out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seghi strikes out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ramos bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Held moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Held moves to third. Ramos moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Held tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simili. Francona reaches second base with a double. Ramos scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Charles reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Gino Simili is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simili is 0-for-2 in the game. Simili hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Simili reaches second base with a double. Charles scores. Harrelson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards is walked intentionally. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seghi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplau pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cimoli is walked intentionally. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harrelson moves to third. Simulai moves to second. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seghi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tardabul takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tardabul. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Tardabul steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey bunts towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Tardabul moves to third. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-4 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-4 in the game. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.